Hi there, everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And we are back. It's still winter. It may or may not be dry out there where you guys are listening to us. But the winter time, even in Taiwan, where the air is generally a little bit moist or humid or wet, it still gets dry, especially in the winter. And we might be noticing these little shocks that you get when you meet to try to touch a person's hand, maybe, or try to touch something metal around your home or somewhere else. And as we learned yesterday, that's just electricity balancing itself. You can't blame the electricity. You can sort of blame the dry air, but it is just part of nature, and it's kind of interesting, even if it can be a little shocking in a not-so-fun way.
Okay, but I have a pop quiz for you guys, okay, before our article. 今天呢，我们即将会学到比较好的，就是怎么避免静电哦。这个我很需要。像是你们知道吗？竟然我们可以赤脚走路，就比较可以避免静电诶。对了，考考你们，赤脚的英文要怎么说呢？
Beat static shock. Four easy tips for you.
To stop static shock, try these simple tips. 1. Keep the air in your skin moist. Dry air and dry skin both make static buildup easily. Put a bowl of water in your room to keep the air moist. Also, use lotion to avoid dry skin. 2. Walk barefoot. Walking barefoot helps send out charges from your body to the ground. This keeps the charges in your body balanced.
All right, so let's get into our article. Now we know all about static shock, why it happens, where it happens, that type of thing, when it happens as well, with dry, cold air especially. How do we avoid it? Now, it's okay. I don't think anyone's ever been really hurt by static shock. It's
no,
not something that's going to put your life in danger, but it is annoying. It's a little painful, and it's a nasty surprise.
Right.
So, yeah, if you can avoid it, that's good. And, as we mentioned earlier, if you move somewhere colder and drier than Taiwan, it might happen a lot more often. So if you can remember these tips, they will be very useful to you no matter where you spend your winters. So we begin by saying to stop static shock, try these simple tips. Yes, they are simple, and we have only four of them, so it shouldn't be too hard to remember. Number one, keep the air and your skin moist. We mentioned several times yesterday that it's especially bad, static shock, in dry air, so keep the air wetter than that. Make sure it doesn't get too dry. How do you do that? Well, we'll find out, but it says, yep, as we know, dry air and dry skin both make static build up easily. So not just the air, but your skin too. Interesting.
Oh, okay. 所以想要防止啊，被这个静电电到，诶，我们就要试试这些简单的小方法。我好想知道，因为我每次去日本的时候，我很容易啪，头发都会静电，然后很烦。OK, 首先 tip number one 就是保持空气与皮肤湿润， OK, 就是 moist 这个字哦。因为干燥的空气和干燥的皮肤都容易让静电累积。这里要小补充一下，科普一下，当空气很干，然后这个湿度低的时候，物品啊或者是衣服上的负电荷不容易被带走，所以就很容易出现静电。但如果空气湿度高哦，空气里的水分可以帮忙把这个负电荷带走，这样静电就比较不容易发生哦。So what do we do? What do we do?
Well, it's pretty simple. Don't worry. So it says, put a bowl of water in your room to keep the air moist.Also, use lotion to avoid dry skin. So there you go. Two simple things you can do. Yeah, for one, for the air, put some water in your room. You know, if you leave the door closed, the air will sort of absorb that water, and so the air won't be quite so dry. That's nice and simple. Also, your cat might, you know, have a fresh drink, so that's good. Also, use lotion to avoid dry skin. So yeah, you can put lotion on your hands. I mean, a lot of people complain about the dry and cold air in the the winter being bad for their skin, right? Their, mm-hmm. their fingers get a little cracked or wrinkly. Oh. Sometimes your lips also,
yeah.
you know, get really dry. So just avoid dry skin by doing the things you do to avoid dry skin, like use lotion.
Exactly. Okay. 所以 lotion 是什么呢？它就是乳液，它是一个名词。这个 paper 很简单，你可以在房间放一碗水，让空气保持湿润。另外也要擦乳液，避免皮肤太干。I do these. That's why I always put a glass of water in my bedroom when the AC or the heater is on to avoid dry skin and add some moisture.
That's a good idea. Also, you can get a dry throat and a dry nose, right?
That's
when it's really dry.
Right.
You wake up with a sore throat, your nose find it kind of feels painful. So this bowl of water, will do a lot to, make your room more comfortable.
That's right, okay. 那当然皮肤很干还有其他的问题哦。Like, maybe, your skin feels really tight or flaky, or you have like peeling skin, 就是你可能会有就是脸那个皮会脱屑，这个很不好。还有皮肤太干怎么样 ？Easily irritated, or like your skin hurts easily. Basically, you get scratched sometimes. 就是你可能很容易被刺激到这样子。所以其实还是要记得 apply lotion.
Mm-hmm.
就是乳液。What else?
That's a pretty simple one.
That's a really simple one.
Tip number two, more challenging, I would say. Walk barefoot.In the winter,
in the
house, in the winter, walk barefoot. Now, I guess this means without shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
You can still wear socks, but I don't know about slippers because the floor in your home in Taiwan can be pretty cold in the winter. I will wear socks and maybe slippers too, right? Something, I can wear inside the house like shoes, but not my outside shoes. So, but we're not sure about that. You can try this out for yourself. It says walking barefoot helps send out charges from your body to the ground. So basically the electricity will leave your body through the ground. And in fact, in English, when we talk about doing that with electricity, your building should have that, right? They say, if you're in a car and there's lightning around, stay in your car because the rubber tires, they will ground you. That's to be grounded, is to be, you know, in the ground or touching the ground so that electricity goes through you and leaves safely instead of causing a shock in your body.
Okay.
Yep.
所以你们知道接下来这一个呢就是我一开始问大家的就是其实赤脚走路比较可以就是让怎么样就是身体里的电荷释放到地面所以赤脚走路刚刚有认真听吗 Walk barefoot, 没错 barefoot 就是个副词表示赤脚的意思啦。而刚才提到这个片语 send out, 就是释放排出。For example, the bakery sends out the smell of fresh bread every morning. 哇这个面包店每天早上都散发出新鲜面包的香味好想吃面包哦。所以这个有学到了但是我是担心冬天如果真的要赤脚走路不穿袜子不穿拖鞋啊这真的可能会很冷哦。Well, the good news is, even though very cold, walking barefoot would help you not getting that zap.
Yes, you might have really, really cold feet, but at least you're not getting zapped by a static shock. It's a trade-off. You're trying to trade one for the other. But as it says, yes, this keeps the charges in your body balanced. So that's what you can do.
Okay. 但这刚刚提到就是赤脚走路这会让体内的电保持平衡。好咯所以到底是要冷冰冰的脚呢还是要被静电电到你们自己选择。接下来我们来复习一下刚刚提到的单字像是 moist 这个形容词就是湿润的然后或者是潮湿的。For example, I like my cake to be moist, not dry. 诶我喜欢这个蛋糕吃起来要有那种湿润的口感不要干干的哦。Or the cookies are soft and moist, and even my grandma can eat them easily. 哦真的这些饼干这个松软又湿润连我的奶奶都吃得好不费力这个很适合老人吃牙齿不会咬到很痛哦。 再来我们还提到 ground, 这个名词就是地面。那通常呢我们会指外面的地就是用 ground, 可是如果在室内我们还是会用 floor 这个字哦来表示地上这样子。For example, we set up our picnic on the grass-covered ground. 我们在长满草的地面上野餐，这当然是在户外哦。Or I was sad when I dropped my ice cream on the ground. 当我把冰淇淋掉落在地上的时候，哎呦，我好伤心哦。好，刚刚我们还看到就是 keep, 然后再接一个受词，然后再接一个形容词哦，就是使某人事物保持某种状态的意思啦。For example, keep the room clean so everyone can enjoy it. 保持房间干净大家才会喜欢。Or I try to keep my phone charged all day. 我尽量让手机整天保持是有电的哦。
Three, wear natural fabrics. Natural fabrics like cotton can take in water from the air. They make less static than man-made ones do. Four, use metal wisely.Try holding a metal key to touch the doorknob before you open a door. The static leaves through the key, so you won't get zapped.
Okay, let's get back to our article and more good tip, learn more good tips about how to avoid getting shocked this winter. Number three we have for you, wear natural fabrics. Okay, I like this one. This is easy to do. I probably wear a lot of natural fabrics. And hey, the more fabrics I wear, meaning the more clothes I wear, really, the warmer I'll be. But yeah, there's something about those natural fabrics. Here we have some good examples. Natural fabrics like cotton can take in water from the air. We could also add wool, right? Wool from the hair of sheep, which is very warm, which people wear in the winter. So try to wear those. Try not to wear something artificial like polyester or something like that. Natural fabrics are your friends in many ways.
Okay, 所以这个也蛮简单，就是穿天然材质的衣服哦。因为像棉 cotton 这样的天然布料能吸收空气中的水分，好聪明诶，这个 cotton。那 take in 这个片语是指吸收，像是 I like to take in the fresh air while walking in the park. 我喜欢在公园散步的时候吸收新鲜空气。 Okay, so I'm gonna wear cotton in winter all the time then.
Yeah, of course, why not? And it says they, natural fabrics, they make less static than man-made ones do.
Okay, 所以 man-made 这个形容词先来看一下，就是人造的、合成的。所以呢，像这个天然材质的衣服比人造纤维更不容易产生静电哦。那除了这个棉质的衣服比较不容易带电，像是 silk 丝绸的啊，还有 linen 就是亚麻，这类的天然材质也有抗静电的效果。不过小心哦，像是 wool 羊毛，虽然也是天然材质，但是它跟就是 nylon 就是尼龙一样哦，摩擦后容易带正电，所以常常会有静电的感觉。
Oh,
so you cannot wear wool.
That's bad news.
Yeah, yeah, you can get static after rubbing.
But I've never seen sheep getting electrocuted.
Oh. Good point.
But then again, I don't hang around sheep very often.
That's true. You might get zapped.
I don't remember the last time I saw a sheep in winter. Maybe they're all hiding because they don't want to get zapped.
Okay.
All right. So there you go. Natural fabrics can definitely be helpful. Here's a much more useful tip, I would say, for, you know, directly avoiding these shocks. Use metal wisely. So natural fabrics are your friends. Metal is not your friend. So use it wisely. Be careful. In other words, try holding a metal key to touch the doorknob before you open the door. Ah, so before your skin actually touches the metal part of the door, use a key because then it will pass through the key into your skin. Ouch! No, I guess it sort of, you know, it sort of makes it sort of knocked out. You're kind of knocking out that static charge with your metal key before you actually touch the door.
Oh,
yeah, interesting,
okay.
Right?
I didn't know this. Okay. 那我们先来看一下 doorknob. The K is silent in this word.
It's not a door knob?
No, it's not a door knob. 记得这个 K 不要给它发出来。这个就是门把的意思，它是一个名词。那第四个 pebble, 也就是最后一个啦，就是要聪明运用金属啦。要怎么聪明法？哦，原来开门前可以先用金属的钥匙碰一下门把。Why do we do that?
Well, it says
they will zap together.
They'll kind of, yeah, exactly. There's a sort of a gap between you. There's something between you and the metal doorknob that might have that electrical charge. It says the static leaves through the key, so you won't get zapped. The key takes the charge, not you. So the key to avoiding it is to use a key. Do you get it? It's the important thing.
I get it.
Okay, that's
okay. Okay. Get, 然后再加一个动词 PP, 这个被动用法就是与表示某人或是某物被怎么样或是遭到什么。OK, 通常是表示意外啊改变或者是事件发生在主词身上，像是他昨天被狗咬了 ,He got bitten by a dog yesterday. 那回到课文我们提到的是这样静电就会经由钥匙释放掉，这样你就不会被电到了， You won't get zapped. OK, 那其实还有其他的方法可以避免静电哦。There are other ways to avoid static. Use a humidifier, 就是湿 that's the moist part, right? 使用加湿器 Again, that's like adding moisture in the air. And wear soft, stretchy clothes, so you won't rub that easily. 就是你可以穿一些比较柔软或是有弹性的衣服，像可以穿那种 oversize 的大件衣服，就减少衣物摩擦。And spray a little water or moisturizing spray on clothes.
Oh, cool.
That's smart, right? Yeah. And of course, keep skin and hair moisturized. Because my hair gets a lot of static electricity.
About static hair.
Right.
Yeah. This is also just a wonderful reason to stay in your hot bathtub all winter long. Why are you in the bathtub? It's been three. I'm just avoiding static shock.
That's why Japanese people, they love hot spring baths.
They don't want to get shocked.
好的，我们刚刚学到哪些单字？像是 natural 这个形容词就是天然的。These soaps are made from natural ingredients. 这些肥皂啊、香皂是用天然成分制作的。Or I went to the mountains and visited some natural hot springs this weekend. 这个周末我到山上造访了一些天然温泉。刚刚还学到 metal, 这今天是当作名词来用哦，就是金属，但是当作形容词还有金属的意思哦。For example, the gate is made of metal, so it's very strong. 这道门是金属做的，所以很结实。Or the metal chairs in the park felt cold early in the morning. 早上的时候哦，公园里的金属椅子都摸起来冰冰凉凉的。Review time.
Okay, so we got our review time question before we go outside and get shocked again. How do things like weather, temperature, or air affect your daily life? I mean, getting shocked by electricity is not the most common thing to happen. It's not the thing we always think about when the weather changes, but what other things do affect you when the weather changes?
Totally, the weather totally affects my mood and energy, right?
Okay.
On super sunny days, I feel like, I can conquer the world.
You feel great, you feel energized.
I know, but when it's cold and rainy, I just want to stay in bed with a blanket and snacks.
Especially when it's dark and cloudy and gray and you haven't seen the sun in like 5 days.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
And dry air in winter makes my skin super itchy, so I have to moisturize constantly, super annoying. annoying.
Yeah, people with sensitive skin really can suffer, can't they?
I know. Otherwise, I'm basically a walking desert.
Oh, my gosh.
That's sad, right?
And then, of course, in the summertime, it might be so hot, you might go out less.
Right?
Or only go to places
I
where you can
sweating.
Be inside with air conditioning and stuff like that. But the good thing about weather is it always changes. So if there's some weather you hate now, don't worry. There'll be other weather you hate tomorrow. So,
okay.
Yeah, you can
True.
Always look forward to that. And maybe getting shocked, too.
Okay.
Isn't that fun?
今天的节目就讲到这里。想观看更多精彩的内容，请到 YouTube 搜寻 A Plus English 空中美语。也别忘记按赞、订阅、开启小铃铛哦。拜拜。
Take care.